Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An 18-year-old German-Iranian man who opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in Munich, Germany, killing nine people Friday night, apparently was the only gunman involved in an incident that caused a major security scare. George Washington University scholar Stephen Biddle tells VOA the attack was similar to those carried out by the Islamic State.
A mass killing in a country like Germany that doesn't see a lot of this, especially with firearms, and which may or may not have something to do with some internet postings recently suggesting that individuals might be doing something like this in Germany. It just looks like part of the trend that we've seen ongoing in other places recently, and it's for that reason quite suggestive.
U.S. declared the shootings were an apparent terrorist attack that must be condemned. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has named Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate. Kaine is a veteran Democratic politician, a moderate, who observers say has the potential to attract voters repelled by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and those who may not embrace Clinton. Kaine spoke recently on NBC's Meet the Press about the anger among American voters.
Are there reasons for people to be upset and angry? Sure. At Washington, at the economy, there's all kinds of challenges we have. But leaders got to speak to the best in people, and especially in our country. Let's talk about here. We got to have people who know how to bring us together. And you know I'm a strong supporter of Secretary Clinton, and that's one of the many reasons that I'm a supporter of her.
The Democrats will hold their presidential nominating convention starting on Monday, where Hillary Clinton will be nominated. This is VOA News. President Obama says the U.S. has no knowledge of or involvement in last week's coup attempt in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen or his followers of being behind the failed bid to take over the Turkish government. Mr. Obama said Friday any reports that the U.S. was involved in the planning for that attack are false. In the aftermath of the failed coup, Turkish officials say they have now detained 10,400 people in connection with the attempted coup. Erdogan declared a state of emergency in which to track down those responsible for the coup attempt. International Organization for Migration reports nearly 3,000 refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea to Europe have died so far this year. Most of those deaths have occurred along the dangerous route from North Africa to Italy. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA having a large number of migrants die at sea is alarming.
It's also very important to note that we are approaching the 250,000 arrival mark. Last year, we didn't hit 3,000 until almost 1 million people had come. So to have 3,000 with a quarter of that number is an indicator of just how lethal this passage has been.
Millman says refugees and migrant flows from Turkey to Greece have almost disappeared. So he says most of the sea traffic and fatalities are now occurring among sub-Saharan Africans who are making the journey from North Africa to Italy. He tells VOA about 20 migrants are dying every day in the Mediterranean. China has taken the first step to claim compensation from air polluters after a court in Shandong province ruled to impose an unprecedented penalty on a local glass manufacturer for its toxic emissions. Dirty air in China is killing 4,000 people a day, according to estimates released by Berkeley Earth late last year. Li Xiu is a senior global policy advisor on climate at Greenpeace East Asia.
We are talking about the 800-pound gorilla in the room. This is the largest greenhouse gas emitter in the world. I think everybody realized, not only for the sake of climate change, but also for air pollution, very local environmental problems, we need coal consumption to go down even further and more rapidly.
There have been cuts over the past 2 years in coal consumption in China, which contributes to 80% of the country's carbon dioxide emissions. Greenpeace says China's carbon dioxide emissions fell by 1 to 2% in 2015. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we'll take you to Newport, Rhode Island to enjoy music from some of those artists that'll be participating in the grandfather of all jazz festivals. Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America. You know, it seems at this point in history that almost every town and city in the world has a jazz festival, celebrating this wonderful improvised music which began in the United States of America and draws influence from all over the world. So it's appropriate that the world celebrates jazz in their own towns. Well, it all began back in 1954 when the people of Newport, Rhode Island asked jazz impresario George Wein to put together an annual jazz festival. And yes, all those years ago, Mr. Wein did just that. Jazz history's been made on the stages at Fort Adams State Park, just off the coast, a short ferry ride away from the town of Newport, Rhode Island. And over the years, some of the greatest musicians in all of jazz history have played there. And Mr. George Wein is still there, working his magic to bring together some of the greatest jazz musicians to play each and every summer in Newport. This year, it's the 29th, 30th, and 31st of July that the artists will take the stage, and there's such variety with world jazz, straight-ahead jazz from the traditions of the music, and modern jazz, too. A little something for every age group. And speaking of the younger side of things, here is a party starter if there ever was one. And don't forget, Newport is a jazz party. Who better to start it than the great band from New Orleans, the city that is the birthplace of jazz, the band known as Galactic. And here is Galactic live, recorded at the Bonnaroo Jazz Festival to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America as we take you to Newport. We'll be right back.
spirit. Clap with me. Unreroute the river, let the damn water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty, cause a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind. The water hitting the banks of hard dry land. Clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Get ready for the wave. It might strike like a final flood. The people haven't drank in so long. The water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come with a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river. Dip your cup in your spirit. So clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands now. Well, dip down, take a drink, and fill your water tank. Dip down, take a drink, and fill your water tank. Hey, 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 hey. The river, let the down water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty, cause a man's a natural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind. The water hit in the bank of a hard dry land. Come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Hey now, hey now. Come on now, come on now. Come on, clap your hands now. There's some people run away that's thirsty, so let that liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty cause a man's a natural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind. The water in the bank of a hard dry land. Now come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Hey now, hey now, hey now. Come on now, come on now.
May be the premier male vocalist in jazz today. Many people think that he is the one who follows most closely in the footsteps of the King of Blues and Ballads, Joe Williams. He's Gregory Porter, and he'll be performing both on Friday, the 29th of July, and the 30th of July, the second day of the Newport Jazz Festival for 2016. Two different shows on two different days. Holding court there will be Gregory Porter. Hope you enjoyed a live version of his great song, Liquid Spirit, recorded at the 2013 Detroit Jazz Festival. Now let's talk to the young man who's going to be following in the footsteps of George Wein to become the director of the Newport Jazz Festival with next year's festival. He is bassist Christian McBride, and Christian has done so many different things in the world of jazz as an individual artist, leading his own bands from his trio to big bands, a first call session musician, and for years now, a close associate of Chick Corea. He'll be performing at the festival with Chick Corea in his trio. We'll hear the Chick Corea trio featuring Christian on bass and Brian Blade on the drums after we talk to Christian about his important place in the world of jazz today. Do you have any sense of how important you are to a lot of folks and to this music in general? I just said a very lofty thing. Howard Cosell would probably ask a question like that. Do you have any sense of that?
I'm going to tell you something, Howard. I don't have to be told I'm the greatest of all times. I beat Sonny Liston. I beat George Foreman.
Stop it. No, come on, man. Come on, you're important.
That's a very nice thing for you to say. Hey, listen, as long as I can have somebody like Jimmy Heath in my corner, that's what matters the most. Right. Really.
I remember he was about 14. He was playing all person stuff on the bass. Watergate Blue.
That was the voice of Jimmy Heath, and you've been on the road with him.
That's right. We're both from Philadelphia, and what a treasure he is as well. You know, watching he and his brother together, I was fortunate to get a chance to see him, Percy, and Tootie together. I mean, they were the Marx Brothers. And you know, Tootie is still here with us, so now the actors like Abbott and Costello.
I told what you're on. He supplied the history. We've supplied the mystery.
Ooh, look at it. You see what I'm saying?
No, man. You got to keep it light. Listen, Christian, you are an important figure, and as time goes on, it's just going to be better and better and more important as time goes on. And I know that on these broad ex-linebacker shoulders of yours, you're willing to take the task on. And thanks for always letting me stick a microphone in your face.
Russ, yes, you are my favorite pain in the behind in the whole world. I will let you be that for the rest of my life.
Thank you, man. Have a good one. Jimmy Heath, who you just heard conversing with Christian McBride and myself, he and the rest of the Heath Brothers Band will also be playing the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival this year, as well as Chick Corea, Christian McBride and Brian Blade, the Chick Corea Trio. And from the album Trilogy, the Grammy Award-winning work, here's Armando's Rumba on Jazz America from VOA 1. Playing twice at the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival, Chick Corea and his great trio from Triology hope you enjoyed his classic composition, Armando's Rumba. More of the artists playing Newport 2016 coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from longtime Jazz America listener who listens to us from his home in Australia, Hunter's Hill, to be specific. His name is James Stack, and he quite often writes to me with his comments and thoughts about different shows that I present. He enjoyed the program which celebrated the Michelle Camilo phenomenon and made note of the fact that Willis Conover inspired Michelle Camilo to take the plunge and move to New York City. Willis, again, influencing musicians, wrote James Stack. Well, thank you, James, always for your astute observations. And speaking of Willis Conover affecting musicians, he certainly left quite an impression in Newport as Voice of America for years, especially in the beginning of the Newport Jazz Festival, would broadcast the performances live on VOA around the world. A great present to the folks who love jazz and were maybe just turning on to jazz all around the globe. Another of the artists who was influenced and knew Mr. Willis Conover is Charles Lloyd, and we'll be hearing from him and his comments in just a bit. Right now, though, let's get back to the artists performing at this year's Newport Jazz Festival for 2016. There are always some classic artists, and there are always some emerging newcomers. In this case, a very, very inventive young man who wrote a long-form piece called The Epic. His name is Kamasi Washington. He'll do two different performances at Newport this year, and from The Epic, his wonderful work last year, here's Kamasi Washington with Rerun. The great vocalist Tierney Sutton will be one of the first singers to take the stage on Friday, the 29th of July, the first day of the three-day Newport Jazz Festival for 2016. That's her version of the classic Get Your Kicks on Route 66 from her album Something Cool. This is Russ Davis, and let's turn to some conversation I enjoyed not long ago with the great Charles Lloyd. He's been named an NEA Jazz Master in the last couple of years, and I know he'll be proud to take the stage at the Newport Jazz Festival. Let's get some thoughts from him about where he came from and where he's been in his glorious life and career.
I'm in the presence of NEA Jazz Master Charles Lloyd. Thank you for joining me for a few minutes, and let's talk a little bit of NEA Jazz Master stuff here. And I think it's most interesting, maybe it's just coincidence, that of the three musicians being inducted, one is from the San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland, and the other two are from Memphis, you and George Coleman. Is that coincidence, or is just Memphis is now getting the respect it always has had and should have even more of?
I don't know what to say about that, but I was curious about that myself, and I asked the NEA lady who came to interview me, and I said, why? How did this come to be? And they said they didn't know. But actually, I'm very moved by it, because especially... because of George, because he helped me when I was a younger guy, you know? So, definitely, I don't know, life is like that, you know? Sometimes things line up in an interesting way.
You know,
but he definitely should be there, George, yes.
Interesting that you two, born in Memphis, lived and worked in the scene, made friends, worked together a little bit, that whole thing. What a scene there. Based on the blues and interesting, great soul music and great jazz coming out of that place. And then he goes to New York, and you go to California. He went to Chicago, then New York. You went to California, then New York. I mean, isn't it interesting how your music did not parallel one another, even though you came from the same place? Your music went divergent paths. And I wonder, the question is, do you think it's because of the place you're in? It affects the way you make music?
Well, that's a good point. Actually, Cali was great for me because... there was Ornette and Eric Dolphy out there. They were both alto players. I was an alto player when I first went to California. And but then there were great musicians. Billy Higgins and Scott LaFaro came out there, and Don Cherry and Bobby Hutcherson played with me. And we played in Gerald Wilson's big band. I think it's just that there were these... It so happened that I went to the University of Southern California, and so that's how I went to California instead of coming to Juilliard or something like that, because there was a composer there who was the foremost authority on Bartok, and I was interested in his music, and Booker and I had studied his scores in Ed Manassas, and so that's how I had a bee in my bonnet to go to Cali in the first place. So, yeah, I think it's odd how these roads go, but mm-hmm. we all meet up here in Mecca, which is Manhattan or Gotham, you know, because this, and Coleman Hawkins had a beautiful statement. He said, no matter where a guy comes from and how good he sounds in his own hometown, when he first gets to New York, his stuff won't sound the same.
Yeah.
You know?
So that, you have to, that answers this, the question.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
his latest release, I Long to See You, with a new group he calls Charles Lloyd and the Marvels. That's Charles Lloyd, the versatile one, who's known as a great saxophonist, playing the flute on the song Of Course, Of Course. Here's another of those bands that'll bring a party to Newport this year. They're known as Kneebody. Here's the title cut from their album, You Can Have Your Moment, on Jazz America from VOA1. another of the artists who'll play Newport 2016, the inventive saxophonist Steve Coleman, with a cut from Dropkick called Shift on the Fly. Our Newport preview continues next hour.